Okay, so this is going to be lesson number 224, legs pushing the pelvis and rocking the back. Okay, so let's have you start by bending your right knee and bringing your right foot up to standing. And some of you are really familiar with this movement. So your right foot is standing, and you're going to push your right foot into the floor. Your pelvis is going to roll to the left. Okay, so what I would like you to think as you're doing this is thinking about as if you were upright, if you were standing, right? This is this idea of pushing the foot into your floor, into the floor, your foot. And what happens with your right knee is your right knee, beautiful, moves forward over your foot. And your pelvis rolls to the left. Yeah, but go slower. I know you're cold. There.
So you want this cheek to come up off?
Yes. Okay. So when you walk and when we step, one of the things people don't realize is it's your pelvis turning around your leg. You must, when we walk and stuff, again, your toes have to be pointed forward, right? And your leg. You don't twist your leg, because if you twisted your leg, you'd face the different direction. But really sense that you've got power through your foot. Okay, so come back to the starting, and now you're going to lengthen your left arm on the floor up by your head. So the back of your hand, that's it, is resting on the floor. Let's see if we can bend this up a little bit more. And now go slowly and continue to press the foot into the floor, roll the pelvis to the left, and feel how your left arm lengthens. So this is where you get the sense that you grow tall. And if you don't feel it lengthening, hallucinate it. When in doubt, just believe that it's happening. And then you will suddenly go, oh my goodness, it is happening. That's it. So really think it's going to lengthen so that the shoulder, so it's almost like your body's like a skewer. You're going to use that right foot and you're pushing the pelvis up, the rib cage up, and that left arm lengthens and grows tall. That's it, Julie. That's it, Karen. Now, let's try this. The next time, change your intention. So, lengthen your left arm. And as you do, feel how it tugs on the rib cage, how it tugs on your spine, how it tugs on your pelvis, and then you push the foot into the floor. So, you first lengthen through your left. That's it, Tomoko. Lengthen through the arm. And you wait until your arm tugs on your pelvis. And at that moment, that's it, Penny. Then you can kick in pushing the right foot into the floor. So you reach with the arm. You feel how it tugs on the chest, tugs on the ribs, pulls on the pelvis, and then you push that right foot into the floor. And now, as we stay with this side for another moment, see if you can alternate these two movements. So that means you once push with the foot and grow tall and just see if that is easier now. And then the next time you reach and lengthen with your arm, and then lastly you push with the foot. And just notice if there's any area along the way in between the left arm and the right leg, if there's any blocks. Sometimes we have blocks. It might be an area in between the shoulder blades. It might be an area in the lower back. And just by you becoming aware of it, it will start to shift and change. That's it, Stephanie. And so this knee, I actually want it to stay over your foot. Yes. And flare. Yes. Yes. So with your right knee, it actually ends up flaring a little bit to the outside. That's where you maintain your power over the tripod. And your belly really pushes out and over to the left. So that's the other thing to feel for now is the tripod, which we started with at the beginning of the clinic, is that you have weight on the ball of the big toe, the ball of the pinky toe, and the heel. So, Vicki, feel how you're tilting. Yeah, don't let that, and see how that knee's tilting in? I want it to flare out. Mm-hmm. So as your pelvis rolls this way, then the knee wants to go out, because then you get a lot of length. This is where you get the length in the hip joint.
So you're actually keeping it
straight
over your knee.
Yes.
Yeah. Over your foot.
Exactly.
So it's flared compared to here.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to feel.
Okay.
That's it.
I just misunderstood what you were saying.
That's okay. Good. Okay. Slowly bring that to a pause. Bring your arm down and lengthen your right leg. And now notice the space that you have in the right hip joint. So imagine if every time you take a step, you push away like this, you keep space inside the hip joint. So it's such a preventative from having any kind of compression or arthritis or, right? But if you go to the outside, that lateral shift, you compress. So every time you take a step, it's an opportunity to keep that space there if you think of pushing the earth away from you. And you might even notice and feel that the right leg feels longer. Right? So your whole spine, everything elongates by doing this, pushing the foot into the floor. And then lastly, maybe notice the muscles in your right leg. Does that leg feel, and this is where it's kind of like almost seems ironic, but does that leg feel more relaxed? Right? Here's the foot we've been pushing into the floor, but why does it feel more relaxed? So when you're using yourself in the way that's organized for the skeleton, the muscles don't have to work so hard. So that's where the ease comes from.
So this is kind of like the rest step that you do in mountaineering?
Pardon me?
Kind of like the rest step that you do in mountaineering?
I don't know the rest step.
You rely more on your skeleton than your muscles?
Yes. Yeah. Most of Feldenkrais is about that.
Oh.
Is your skeletal organization is key. Then all you do is you just use the muscles to carry out the activity.
Uh-huh.
But if you're not using your skeleton, then you have to make the muscles work so much harder. Right.
Okay,
so now let's go to the left side. So go ahead and bend your left leg. Bring your left foot to stand. And just start with pressing that left foot into the floor. Just get acquainted with that and feel how the pelvis is going to begin to roll to the right. Feel how that left knee, it kind of starts to feel like it flares a little bit out because the pelvis is rolling. That's it. So you push the foot, roll the pelvis, that's it. And the next time you come back to the center, just kind of pause for a second. Really pay attention to your left foot and that tripod. And then now you're going to bring your right arm up to be lengthened on the floor above you. And so the next time that you push now with your left foot, having the pelvis roll to the right, you think about how it pushes through the pelvis, through the rib cage, and there's a lengthening that occurs with that right arm. Beautiful, Penny. And for you, Penny, this, well, for everybody, this is like one of the most important movements that you can learn. But this will help your back phenomenally. Yes, amazing. It will take so much pressure out of your back. That's it, Karen. Nice. And now see if you can change your intention, as we did on the other side, to lengthening first now with that right arm. So you lengthen the right arm. You reach, it's like you're reaching on the floor, and you feel how it tugs on your ribs. And then it pulls the pelvis. And then you encourage the pressing of the left foot. And then make sure that you come back to the beginning, because you got to let everything go, right? You can't keep on reaching and reaching and reaching. So once you reach, you got to let go. And hold your breath. No. Yes, keep breathing. Beautiful, Penny. And again, notice when you do push with your left foot, that tripod. Really good. Now, this next time, you'll alternate the two. Right, so one time you'll start the movement by pushing the left foot into the floor, and then the next time you'll try the movement by lengthening the arm. So you stay with the same leg up, yeah. You just alternate. So one time you reach with the arm. And again, really remember, you got to kind of let it go when you come back to the center, back to neutral, so you can feel reaching again. And it's this deep connection of your arm connecting through the shoulder blade deep into your spine. And then it tugs. That's it, Penny. It tugs on your pelvis. That's it, Laura. Nice, Tomoko. That's it. That's it, Stephanie. Beautiful. Feel how powerful that left leg is. Do you feel the power when you push the foot like this? It's really, we've got a lot of power when we push the earth away from us. Okay. And slowly let that go. Lower your arm and straighten your left leg and rest. And take an inventory now of how you feel inside the left hip joint. How is the space there now? How is the left leg? Does it feel longer? More relaxed? Notice your breathing. Okay, and so this next movement with keeping your legs long, spread them a little bit wider apart, and bring your attention to your heels. So your legs are going to stay long. And you're going to think of pushing and pulling with your heels. So I want you to think of the heels doing the movement, but you are going to feel the front part of the foot, the toes, right, move over the, like they'll flex and extend. Yes, that's it. Nope, both feet go together. So you'll like extend the toes and then flex them. And when you flex the feet, think of the heels pushing away from you. Okay, I'm not doing a very good job here describing this. So what you want to feel is not the movement in your ankle, okay? You want to feel that your entire system oscillates on the floor. So that's why I'd like you to start with the heels and think of your heels pulling and pushing. That's it, Julie. And then all of a sudden you just feel that the toes flop back and forth. But if you think of it coming from the top of your foot, you're just going to do your ankles. So that means feel your whole body moving up and down. That's it. It's a push-pull with your heels. Pull, push. There. So feel, when you push your heels away from you, what do? Grow tall, right? So Roxanne, try it with your toes pointed up. Yeah, and spread your legs apart. There you go. Dig those heels down. That's it. No, that's it. And now pull the heels up, and now push them away from you. But when you push the heels away from you, let your knees go down. Yeah, more like that. This is interesting for you. Yeah. Now see if you can create that through your heel.
Still feels real
ankle. I know. That's it, Stephanie. Beautiful. So don't lift the heels. Think of pressing the heels into the floor. That's it. There. And as you do that, the back of the knees should get long. Yes, and press the heels. That's the piece. There, that's it, Roxanne. So your heels dig into the floor and the back of your knees should stay long. Your knees should not be popping up, bent. For some of you, this is a real foreign thing, because if you've had, like Roxanne and I have had, any kind of knee surgery, it's a breaking point. You see where you break from the lower part of the leg. Yeah, the heels going down pulls everything down. Yeah, so don't do so much in the forefoot. Just think of the heels. Yeah, just think of the heels. Press. There you go. There. See how? Dig those heels in. Now make it faster. Vicki, less with your ankles. Heels. Otherwise, you're going to hurt the front of your shins.
I can feel it in my shins.
So dig the heels into, and spread your feet a little wider, Vic. That might help. There you go. So notice, Trevor, notice what happens with that knee that's had surgery, right? Feel how that knee wants to bend up. That's like a buckle feeling. That's it. Okay, now try to make it real quick so you oscillate really fast up and down on your back. Faster, faster, faster. As fast as you can go. Fast, 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 fast. There you go, Karen. That's it.
I can't go any faster.
Fast, fast, fast. Think of it as the heels. Beautiful, Stephanie. Okay. I know, that's a hard movement. Okay, we're going to make it easier. I know. Okay, rest your legs long. Okay, now this time you're going to roll over onto your stomach and place your hands up near like your forehead, as if you were going to do a push-up, but you're not going to. And your elbows are in the air. And put your forehead down. And then you're going to tuck your toes under. We call it a runner's position. So your heels are in the air, right? That's it. And now you're going to do the same type of thing. You're going to do the push-pull. So think of your heels, beautiful Tomoko. Really tuck the toes under so that you can push the heels away from you and then pull them back up. So the whole body, that's better, Vicky. You've got it better on this side, right? But let those heels move down away from you now, right? That's it, down. Pull the whole system down, up, down, up. This is why I think of us like shish kebabs. I don't know, like a big skewer. So keep your toes. You're so tall. Here, get yourself. Can you scoot up a little bit? So I want your toes on the mat. That's it. And put your forehead down. Okay, now use these heels to.
I see, like that.
Uh-huh. Now you're going to really. It'll be. That's it. So you push, pull, push, pull. So your legs are kind of locked. Your knees are lifted and the legs are kind of locked. You got to curl those toes under. This is good for your toes. Push, pull, push, pull. You can do it. Yeah, don't let the toes slip, Trevor. Oh, this is interesting. Keep your toes. Curl them up. Let me show you. Let those knees lift. Keep the knees up. The whole time. Keep the knees. That's it. Now, there. Oscillate. Keep those knees up. That's the movement. Push, push, push. Okay. Let it go. Let's have you roll back over onto your back again. And just rest for a moment, and then we'll try it again on your back, but just take a moment to rest. Okay, so with your legs long now, a little bit apart, see if you can do the movement again through the heel, push and pull through the heel, not to think of flexing the toes. So you oscillate the whole self. Otherwise, you're going to feel a pull in the shin. That's it, Stephanie. That's it. You feel how everything moves? Good, Laura. Okay, let it go and just rest. Nice, Penny. Okay, just rest. Okay, now bend your knees, bring both feet to standing, and you're going to cross your right knee over your left at the knee. Okay, so this is like how we sometimes sit. And so just the left foot is standing. So cross at the knees. Your right foot's just, your right leg, yeah, is relaxed. There you go. Now, doing the same movement we just did with the whole foot on the ground. So think that you're going to pull and push with your left foot. Yeah, it's a smaller movement. There you go. The foot doesn't lift. The entire foot stays on the ground. You just think of pushing up and pulling down.
Do you pull down or fall down?
Well, at least just get the push up. Okay. And if you want to consider it falling back down, that's fine. So it's like you really push the heel and the ball of the foot into the floor and your pelvis and everything, your head moves up. You grow tall. So I really would like you to feel the movement of growing tall, that your head, that's it, Penny. And if we want to say that you fall back to the beginning, that's fine. And can you breathe?
The pelvis
tilts a little bit, yes. That's it. And make sure that you're still breathing. Good. Okay, come back. Uncross your legs. Pause for a moment. You can straighten your legs and rest. And now bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and we'll cross your left knee over your right. So see, in this way, right, you're just doing the pushing and pulling with each leg, so you get to discover if one leg is more organized than the other. Push, pull, push, pull. Beautiful, Penny. That's it, Roxanne. Push and pull. Push, pull. There you go. So everybody feeling how they grow tall? Right? Your head just, as you push up, your head has nowhere else to go but get long. So the other thing that happens from this is you keep space in your cervical spine. That's it, Karen. Good. Okay. And lengthen your legs and rest again. And now let's go back one more time to bending your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, lengthen your left arm up alongside your head, the left arm, yep. And let's just go back to this movement and approach it with an awareness of looking for, is it easier? Is there a greater sense of ease? Does the left arm lengthen easier now? Do you feel your head growing tall as well? So you're going to push that right foot into the floor. Beautiful, Stephanie. And the pelvis is going to roll to the left. That left arm is going to lengthen, and your head grows tall. Just see if that's clear for you. So, and it's really, it's not so important, the rolling. Like, the rolling is in some ways the least important. It's more this idea of, that's it, Penny, getting tall. Lengthening, that's it. Good, and come back. Straighten your right leg and bring your left arm down. And let's go to the other side. So let's bend your left foot up to standing, lengthen your right arm. And let's start to push. That's it. Push, lengthen that right arm. Feel your head growing tall. Beautiful, Penny. That's it, Karen. So, Vicki, see if you can think of the knee moving away from you over your foot.
Okay. I'm doing that again with it in the middle.
So go slow. Think of this. There.
So I need to come up that far? Oh, okay. I didn't
realize. Because otherwise what you're doing is you're still shortening in here, which is your, that's better, which is your habit. I really want you to think of this knee. It's going to come over those toes. Yes. Okay. And that from that, you grow tall. Yes, that's it. Because there's a habit on this side of shortening, and of course, that's the hip that hurts. There you go. So it's really, you got to really think the knee's going to come over. Okay. Nice. Okay, and let it go. And just take a moment to rest on your back and feel how you feel now, resting on your back. And now, before you come up to standing, just think about for a moment in your mind, imagining yourself in standing and imagining yourself in walking, being able to step and do the same thing, that you grow tall. And each time that you take a step, you grow tall and you push the earth away from you. So see if you can just imagine seeing yourself do that. And when you take a step, I'm really going to have you step and pause to feel that before you go on to the next leg. It's really interesting to create in your mind a visualization first. It's a very powerful tool, because if you can see it in your mind, yourself doing it, you're already activating your nervous system to carry it out. Okay, so in saying that, take your time to roll to your side, come up to standing. And I'd like to do this first standing just with your shoes off, and then we'll put your shoes on. So again, once you come up to standing though, notice, is there another shift about your feet? How are those tripods now? Penny?
They're flat. They're way different.
Way different. You're not back on your heels anymore, are you?
Yeah. No,
so see,
on the outsides.
And we didn't have to focus on that. It really isn't about the feet. It's about what's happening everywhere above on your feet. So as we've changed things above, it's changed that. Awesome. Do you feel different in your back, too?
Very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think so. Good. Yay.
Yeah.
So
yay.
Now where are we supposed to be, like, before you said, like, well, so much on the back of the feet, somewhere, are we supposed to be 30, 30, 30?
Well, it's close. Yes. Hopefully you're closer. Hopefully there's...
That's the idea.
The idea is that you're feeling now even. Things are more evenly distributed.
Is it bad?
Step your feet a little bit more apart. They're probably doing it because you're a little... There! If your feet are too close together, you're going to flare them out.
Is that normal?
Yeah. Okay, good. So, this is the long way. Let's just all turn and face this way, right? And if you're all okay to start with your right leg, go ahead and take a step. And again, you step... And you find that place of getting tall. And when you really feel like you're tall in the hip joint, right? You're not out to the side. Then you can go slow motion to take the step. And you just feel, it's almost like the foot falls down to the ground. And then you get tall on it. So there is a drop phase, right? So as you... High on one point, as you bring the other leg through, drop on it, and then get tall. That's it, Karen. And really get tall on the foot that's tall, and then drop down on the other side. Feel the drop down. That's it, Trevor. Beautiful, Stephanie. Good. And then come back. And then if you would like to put on your shoes and try it with your shoes on, we can do it with your shoes too. Way better. How's that feel?
Feels good.
Yeah. How's it feel in that hip?
I don't feel anything.
Feels like you want to quicken your gait too. Like you want to go
faster. Yeah. No, it's hard.
Well, you know, eventually it improves your gait. But I mean, often people wonder, you know, because I'm a runner and how I run the hills here for 3 hours and such at a time, and I'm not tired afterwards because this is how I run. So I'm using such little effort. To run, So yeah, let's put your shoes on so you can feel it with your shoes.
How much of the tallness comes from your toe? You know
it I don't want it to come from your toe. It comes from the whole foot. And the inside for you, the inside of that big toe on that knee so you don't roll to the outside. But does it make sense once you grow tall? If you want to watch me, like I'm tall on the left leg right now. So when I go to bring this right leg through, this is the drop, right? Right? So that's the fall. And we catch ourselves and we grow tall. That's really what we're doing when we walk. We're preventing ourselves from falling. So it's okay to feel that drop because when you're hiking, that's part of, like when you're going on the downhill, there's going to be the drop down, right? So you got to feel that drop down back to the stairs. That, remember we did?
Yeah.
You got to be able to do the drop down and then the rise up. And it's all on this outside muscles and then partly on the inside too. That's it, Laura. Drop and then grow tall. Yes! And then we'll do one little last thing with the That's it, Tomoko. Nice.
It's the Night of the Living Dead that's
going to grow.
Okay. So now to add one little other piece in, okay, to promote speed. So find your partner, and you're going to stand side by side. And so let's say Vicky is going to be the, let's all face the same way too. Then we won't run into each other. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to place my hand here behind her right scapula. And I just want her to feel her right scapula is going to move back into my hand. Okay? That's all I'm going to ask her to feel and notice as we start walking. Okay? So let's walk together. And you can walk normal now. You don't have to walk slow. I want you to walk just fast, fast, fast. And now just push back, push back, push back, push back, push back.
Put
the shoulder blade.
So
you feel on me.
Which leg?
Vicky, you come on here. It don't worry about your legs. You totally let everything with the legs go. Okay? And you're going to walk a normal pace. Shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back. Don't worry about the legs.
Okay.
Shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back, shoulder blade back. And then that's it, Laura. It has to come forward again. Back, Karen. Back. Back. Exaggerate it.
Like you're swinging your
See, because...
It's your arm swinging.
No.
No?
No.
Don't have it.
Listen. No. Shh. You don't... You can move your arms and keep this frozen, which most of you do. You're really good at that. And you're also good at keeping this frozen and just moving your legs like pencil legs. Okay? So the whole idea is to break that habit. So this is a fun little trick to do. So if you encourage, you felt it a lot on me, right? If you encourage the shoulder blade, this shoulder blade, as soon as it comes back, what happens with this one? Uh-huh. Look what I'm doing in the rib cage. What did we do on the floor in the first lesson? Uh-huh. Twisting. Okay. You only pay attention to one side. The other side will kick in automatic. You don't have to worry about it. I make it really simple. So I want you to exaggerate it, and you're going to see it will just, if you ever want to walk fast, it will pick up your pace tremendously. So give it a try again. Place your hand on the right shoulder blade, your arms down by your side. Right shoulder back. 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 Not the arm, shoulder blade. That's it. Now, do you feel how you want to take a more faster step? Isn't it incredible? I mean, so you don't worry about walking fast with your legs. You change it up here, and the whole system will change. It's so fun and easy. This is what I do when I'm running. So if I want to increase my speed, I change my shoulder blade. I don't do anything with the legs. The legs will just, they have to keep up. Otherwise, you'll fall over. It's back to falling again. Okay, let's try it one more time before we switch over. Ready? Right shoulder blade. Back. 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 And just let the arm swing, but feel the shoulder blade. That's it. How's that feel? It's fun. Yeah. So this is key. And then your arms will just go with it. But again, people can be really stiff here and do this. Like I see people walking like this. I'm like, what are you doing? Like they're doing something here. But the motion of walking and running is this. And that's why we did all this twisting in the beginning. Okay. Switch over partners. Okay. Just put your hand there, and the hand helps them feel it, okay? And exaggerate it for yourself, because the more that right shoulder comes back, the bigger step with the left foot. It has to. It's the counteraction, but you don't have to think about that. It just happens. Okay, right shoulder, back, 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 back. Okay, turn around, do it again. Okay, stay with the right shoulder. Ready? Okay, take the right shoulder back. And that person, just let your arms go. Just let your arms be, you know, wait. Okay, ready? Go. Back, 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 faster. Back, 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 back. Back. Okay. Good job. Okay, do it one more time. So,
this is what you do.
Yep. Yeah, because we're not homolateral, right? We shouldn't be doing this. Right? This is what you would do if we were homolateral. If you didn't do what I just did with you, this is what you would do. Some people do that. Children with cerebral palsy do this, right? They're collapsed here, and this is what they do. So this is one of the first things I work with them is get the twist going. You know, I've got a girl I'm working with now that's got this, and it's like helping her immensely. It's the lightest she's ever felt. Give it a try one more time. Ready? Take that right shoulder blade back. Ready? Go. Back. Back, back. There you guys go. Look, you look like you have a purpose for walking now.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel easy? Yes, yes, yes.
Super. Super.